Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Well, we lied a little bit. It is 1:34 in Edmonton. Kindly rearranging his schedule, Edmonton sporting icon, Montreal-based media personality George Larocque will join us in 17 seconds. Time again, the news of the day. For Legacy Heating and Cooling, we went from thinking that there might be a possibility to Friday's game, tomorrow night's game against Vancouver, in Vancouver being postponed. It has now officially been postponed. Elliot Friedman reporting that. TBA Saturday, Vancouver and Toronto. One guy that experienced COVID himself, has spoken about it, joins us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Very popular former member of the Edmonton Oilers, George Larocque. Hi, George. How are you?
Awesome, Bob. How's everything?
Well, not bad. A lot of discussion around players coming off of this 23-day break for Vancouver. It's official now. The Oilers will not fly to Vancouver tonight. They'll fly to Winnipeg on Friday to take on the Jets on Saturday. Are you back to, you know, maybe you could just sort of re-engage the listeners on your own journey dealing with COVID. You got it. How long were you in the hospital for? Are you feeling, you know, normal now? Take us through sort of what your experience was like.
Yeah, actually, contrary to what happened to the Vancouver players, when I got COVID, I did not get the variant. I know the variant has hit them very hard. The variant, the COVID side that mutated,
yes.
That it's
yep.
Much harder. So I got the original one right in the beginning, and because of my asthma, I had a hard time breathing, so I went to the hospital. I was supposed to be there for 2 weeks. I ended up staying there for just 4 days because I kind of did some breathing exercise and I was taking some natural stuff that helped me breathe better. So my breathing, I got up the oxygen pretty fast. And actually, when I was back home, Bob, a week later, I was running on my treadmill because I was training for my marathon. So, you know, I think that the fact that I was Dr. Austin say, and again, what I'm going to tell you now, I'm not saying that for everyone this is going to work as the solution, but when you're sick and your body is active, it's hard for your body to remain sick when you're active because your body has to like kind of get rid of it, like the viruses and stuff on an active body and stuff when you move around and stuff. It's just easier to get rid of it as if you lay down, you don't move, you don't do anything. You let it empower you and take care of your body, right? So what I did is I decided to run it to be active right away. And I'm telling you, man, after a week, I felt like I was already 100%.
Yeah, but it's not the same experience for everybody.
No, that's why I said that. It's not the same. That's why I'm not telling to everyone that this is not necessarily what happened to me is what's going to happen to you. That's for sure.
All right. The Vancouver Canucks had Montreal really just had obviously Yoel Armia had he did not have the Brazilian variant though, did he? He had a different variant?
Yes, yes. I think now the player that got it is a former variant, so and that's why people are more cautious about it because we don't know as much of it as the other thing. So but Montreal is so lucky because think about it. Armia got it. And he drives Kotkaniemi every day, and Kotkaniemi was fine. So
right.
this is all lucky they were because look at the Montreal, like the Vancouver Canucks. That could have been Montreal too. That could have been Montreal. Same thing as Montreal. So everybody has to be so careful because one guy could actually, and I don't know who the Vancouver player is.
Right.
But my God, he must be feeling bad today because man, we're all in this together, and this affects the entire league.
Well, and on that note, what did you, you know, I mean, it was, they hadn't been on the ice collectively as a team for 23 days. It's going to be pretty hard for them to play tomorrow against Edmonton. So they've gone ahead and made the decision. Do you think that happens if JT Miller doesn't speak out? JT Miller was pretty passionate in saying that he didn't feel. Do you think that started to change the momentum to get tomorrow's game postponed?
I love that JT Miller did that because, you know, this Vancouver team is such a young team that I wouldn't see a rookie stepping up saying something like that, you know. JT Miller had to say it because, man, in the NHL is the best league in the world, but guys don't want to get hurt also. If you haven't played for 23 days in a row and you're going to play an NHL game, right away you're thinking about your health, right? Like, first of all, you're not in condition. You're not a full 100% yet. You think about your family. You're thinking about your health is more important than sport and hockey and everything, right? So he put the NHL on notice. They had no choice to listen to him and cancel the game because if guys are saying they don't feel comfortable, and you're talking about hockey players, the toughest athletes in the world, they'll play through anything. If a player comes out and says, you know what, I don't think it's a good idea to play, and they just got the variant in the entire team, the NHL did the right thing because you have to listen to the guys, to the players, because they're the one that, you know, that went through it. The NHL has to understand it, and now it makes sense.
So, George, do you think they should cancel Vancouver-Toronto on Saturday as well?
Well, they should revise whatever amount of time that the guys think that they need, they should do that. When New Jersey was off for a week, it was different. We're talking about a week of hockey. 21 days is totally different. It's not the same thing, especially with the variant. So I think that they should they should meet with the team and see what the guys feel comfortable. It would be that they feel that good that when they could be back and playing. That would be the best thing to do, I think, if you want to be considerate about what the whole team went through.
So, look, it's not COVID, but you have experienced what happens when the sickness runs through the team, because this happened to the Oilers back third round against Anaheim on the Stanley Cup run, right? Like games 3, 4, and 5, you guys had a lot of sickness on the team, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was actually a flu, though. It's not the same. But still, most of the guys won IV, like between periods and before and after the games. I can't believe we beat Anaheim like this, and I'll never forget it. That's to show you how strong of a team that we had. And it was so. And I'll never forget how embarrassed the other coach was, because he was telling the media that it wasn't true, that we didn't have the flu, because they didn't want his own player to realize that, you know what, those guys are sick and they're beating you in the playoffs anyway. You know, how crazy is that? So that's why I'll never forget that, because I remember looking around the dressing room like, how are we going to even play tonight? Like, and we did. We still played playoff hockey the way that we do, and we won.
How many guys had it, the flu, at that time? Do you recall?
At least half the team. Half the team were on IV. Half of it.
Wow. Well, you had some tough guys like Jason Smith, Gator. He was the captain of the team. Like, you might have been the heavyweight champion of the league, George, but Jason Smith, I mean, what did Robin Brownlee say? He had the pain threshold of a cadaver. You know what I mean? Like, he you couldn't hurt. That guy would sit there and get stitched right at the bench during games. He was one tough hombre, wasn't he?
No, he was. And because of him, everybody had to be tough. Because it didn't matter whatever injury you had, because he was playing to anything, you can say that you can play. So everybody was playing hurt because of him, man. It was like your captain was the best example you could have had. So that's why it was awesome to have him, because he did inspire the entire team. And, that's why he was a captain and one of the best one I've ever had.
Edmonton sporting icon George Laroque joining us in Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you, along with Brandon Escott. George, are people in Montreal getting at all nervous about Calgary here? Like, the Canadians, they beat the Leafs last game. They beat the Oilers in overtime, but they've dropped some games as well. They're a little bit more inconsistent than I thought they'd be. What about you?
Okay, now that game yesterday, Montreal played so bad. And now people today, it was mayhem. People were panicking because they're like, Montreal is playing right now like a team that made it. Like a team that is first in the division, no accountability, tons of guys are sleeping, they're not even playing to anything. And you get Calgary that comes in, that played last night, that plays against Montreal and outplays Montreal. on our level. And that's the game Montreal had to win. Because now, Calgary has a day rest, and they're playing against Montreal tomorrow, and it's going to be way harder to beat. And, you know, just to tell you about Calgary's situation, you know what Calgary was doing today? Sutter was getting the guy to skate. Even though three games and four nights, the guys were skating today in Montreal and hard skate the entire team. Again, I would tell you it's a bit crazy because the old mentality, you have to understand a guy still needs rest. But right now, that's the mentality of Calgary. They're in the playoff mode. They're fighting for their survival. Montreal has to realize that because they have four of the games against Calgary. And if they take things for granted, Calgary could surprise them. So Montreal, they're going to have to start playing. Thankfully, Price is probably going to be back in the weekend. Church should be back soon in Gallagher for the playoff. But if they make the playoff, cool. Their game in hands is what's helping Montreal a lot right now. But Calgary, Montreal gave him some life with that game yesterday. And Montreal is better win the game tomorrow. Because if they don't, man, they're going to really gonna be in tough trouble. Because now Calgary will be right back at it.
You know, George, when Wayne Gretzky played, he'd tell you Glenn Sather used to make them skate every day, even if it was only for 25 minutes. Like, they might, if they were lucky, get a day. If they were lucky, they might have gotten a day off a month. They were skating literally every day. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, to be honest with you, Bob, that Oilers team back then, it was like an all-star game. So it didn't matter if you make them guys ran every stairs at Sky Reach back then. They would have won because they're too good. Like, how many guys they had in the All-Star game? 11? It was a dream team. So whether they skated every day or not, they were so good that it didn't matter. It was amazing. There was no weakness on that team. So Glenn could do anything he wanted with them. Man, he had the best two centers in the world. And it's crazy because now today, Edmonton has the best two centers in the world. And back then, they did with Wayne and Messier.
So you think Leon Draisaitl is a better center than Austin Matthews and Nathan MacKinnon?
Well, okay, I'll sit up five, okay?
Well, you know what? He's the one guy that kills penalties. Like, kills penalties.
Yeah, but Nathan MacKinnon and Matthews and even Marner's unbelievable players. Like, those guys and stuff.
That's why Matthews' goal total, like, I'm serious. I think there's some days in Toronto that Mitch Marner's an underrated player. Like, he sets up Matthews so often. Like, the looks Matthews gets.
Listen, I like Matthews more than, Marner more than Matthews. Marner's going to have a longer career. He never gets hit. He's never hurt. Like, Matthews always going to be hurt. Like, he plays obviously more of a physical style as like, Marner is like, he's like a snake. He goes everywhere. Like, he's so agile. It's amazing to watch him play the way that he is. And he's so intelligent. And, man, he's gonna light it up for years in the NHL.
George, do this for me. Since you're on radio in Montreal, George LaRocque joining us right now. You know, I grew up, I told you this, Guy Lafleur was my favorite player. I also was a big fan of Gilbert Perreault. They love Jean Béliveau. The Canadiens greats, you know, Maurice Richard, Jean Béliveau, Guy Lafleur, who ranks the highest amongst all those players? When you're on the air, like, who do the fans absolutely love the most?
Well, Jean Béliveau was very popular because he was known as maybe the best captain in history. And the fact that his wife also, she represented him and she comes to the game all the time and everybody has the highest respect for her. I would say probably Jean Béliveau it was.
Now, when you were growing up in Quebec, who was your favorite player?
You're going to be surprised hearing this, but it was Wayne Gretzky. When I was a kid, I didn't like watch the Canadian. They had a defensive style that I didn't find that it was exciting. Even though I didn't understand English much, I loved listening to the Oilers game that was late at night. And I used to watch Wayne all the time, like how awesome he was and lighting up goals and stuff. And after that, it was Mario Lemieux. But no, it was never any players from the Canadiens. I never liked watching them when I was a kid. I was never a Montreal fan, believe it or not, when I grew up. And I never even went to the Forum once to watch them play.
George, how cool is this? We started talking about COVID. Who called you when you're sitting in the hospital?
Oh,
which great guy gave you a call out of the blue?
Well,
Well, you weren't expecting that call, were you?
No, I wasn't. Like, okay, before I tell you his name, again, I want to thank all the alumni and Mentor-Oilers. Whether it's Gregson, like Granski, everybody called, like from the old guy and stuff, Kevin Lowe, Mac T, everybody. But when the great one calls and says that, you know, send you the best or best from him and his wife, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it because I was like, oh my God, like how does he even know who I am? You know, like I'm nobody beside him, right? And I was like so. So touched by Wayne calling me and wishing me all the best when I got COVID and stuff. But it shows you, the Oilers family, man, it's so special. You know the saying in the dressing room, it says once an Oiler, always an Oiler, and it's tattooed in your heart. That's what it is for me, and that's what it's always going to be. They gave me my first chance in the NHL. That's the team that drafted me. They gave me my chance. That made me the player, the person that I am today, and I will be forever thankful for the fact that the Oilers drafted me 34th overall in 95 in Edmonton, in Sky Reach, and in front of all the fans that cheered every Edmonton draft pick, and it was awesome.
Well, you're a lot better than the guy they took in the first round that year.
The guy that was supposed to be like Mario Lemieux, Jason Bonsignor.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, George.
Anytime, brother. It was awesome.
Thanks, George. That is George LaRocque joining us. An old saying in the car business, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Outstanding customer service is a key to business. Brent Ridge Ford, a 10-time President's Award winner for customer satisfaction. We are in a time of current restrictions, but just a reminder that Brent Ridge Ford and the vehicle industry is considered an essential service. Brent Ridge Ford is open 6 days a week. Of course, they're taking care of all of the required protocols to protect both customers and staff. Inventory levels are currently at record lows right now, so Uncle Milt reached out and said he's been directed to find some vehicles. So if you have a quality used vehicle that you want to sell, you can reach Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford. You can call them 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. We'll wrap up Oilers Now when we return.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years, all April. Enjoy a free 2-liter Coke product with the purchase of any two large pizzas. Order online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean chicken. As we head into this day in Oilers history, brought to you by Dennis and Jason Laliberte and the team at New West Travel. Here's Brendan Escott. It was a tough day.
I know. They can't all be positive, right? Back in 1989, the Los Angeles Kings defeat the Oilers 6-3 at the Forum in L.A. to eliminate the Oilers from the playoffs in 7 games. Wayne Gretzky had 2 goals and an assist for the Kings, who advanced to the division finals versus Calgary that year.
I watched that game 7. Which was in Los Angeles, as you mentioned at the Forum. I watched it at the Sawmill. Tom Goodchild, David Goodchild had the Sawmill on the south side with my cousin, Michael. And as we left, we and the other 30 or 40 patrons in there were watching Wayne Gretzky dance around. Never in my wildest dreams would I think that a year later the Edmonton Oilers would win the Stanley Cup in 1990. But they did. I thought the Oilers, they beat the Kings in 3 straight playoff years after that, 90-91-92. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports tonight. Reed has John Shannon, Pat Steinberg out of Calgary, and former Alberta Golden Bear, who just got himself an NHL contract with the San Jose Sharks organization, Zach Sawchenko, along with Jelena Mirjanovic, a terrific boxer as well. That's an Inside Sports tonight from 6 to 8. Tomorrow, we are loaded. We'll have Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers for the River Cree Resort Casino Sportsnet. Mark Spector for the horses and horse race in Alberta. Cam Moon for Brent Ridge Ford. Coming up on 6:30 CHED Afternoons, some Edmonton area with Jalen Nye. Some Edmonton area schools are asking the province to let them to return at home. With home learning as COVID cases continue to spike are amongst school-aged children. Leduc Composite High School principal Brad Clark will join Jalen and I to talk about the rationale and what he's hearing from parents after 2 p.m. today. That's after a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.